Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, entitled The Process of Creation, Text 17. Tapasvino dana para yashasvino.
Tapasvino dana
para yashasvino. Manasvino mantra vidas mangala.
Manasvino mantra vidas mangala.
Shemam navindanti vina yada para.
Shemam navindanti vina yada
para. Tasmai subhadra. Tapasvino dana para yashasvino. Manasvino mantra vidasu mangala. Shemam navindanti vinaya dapanam. Tasmai subhadra shravase. Tapasvino dana para yashasvino. Manasvino mantra vidasa mangala. Shemam navindanti vinaya dapanam. Tasmai subhadra shravase namo maha. The great learned sages, Dhanaparaha, the great performer of charity, Vishasvinaha, the great worker of distinction, Manasvinaha, the great philosophers or mystics, Mantravidaha, the great chanter of the Vedic hymns. Sumangalaha, strict followers of Vedic principles. Shemam, fruitful result. Na, never. Vindanti, attain. Vina, without. Yat apanam, dedication. Tasmai, unto him. Subhadra, auspicious. Shravase, hearing about him. Namaha, my obeisances. Namaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of the Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Please repeat, let me offer my respectful obeisances.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances.
Unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna.
Unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Because the great learned sages.
Because the great learned sages.
The great performers of charity.
The great performers of charity.
The great workers of distinction.
The great workers of distinction.
The great philosophers and mystics.
The great philosophers and mystics.
The great chanters of the Vedic hymns.
The great chanters of the Vedic hymns.
And the great followers of Vedic principles.
The great followers of Vedic principles.
Cannot achieve any fruitful result.
Cannot achieve any fruitful result.
Without dedication.
Without dedication.
Of such great qualities.
Of such great qualities.
To the service of the Lord.
To the service of the Lord.
Third point, advancement of learning, a charitable disposition, political, social, or religious leadership of human society, philosophical speculations, the practice of the yoga system, expertise in the Vedic rituals, and all similar high qualities in man, serve one in the attainment of perfection only when they are employed in the service of the Lord. Without such dovetailing, all such qualities become sources of trouble for people in general. Everything can be utilized either for one's own sense gratification or in the service of one other than himself, than oneself. There are two kinds of self-interest also, namely personal selfishness and extended selfishness. But there is no qualitative difference between personal and extended selfishness. Theft for personal interest or for the family interest is of the same quality, namely criminal. A thief pleading not guilty because of committing theft, not for personal interest but for the interest of society or country, has never been excused by the established law of any country. People in general have no knowledge that the self-interest of a living being attains perfection only when such an interest coincides with the interest of the Lord. For example, what is the interest of maintaining body and soul together? One earns money for maintenance of the body, personal or social, but unless there is God consciousness, unless the body has been properly maintained to realize one's relation with God, all good efforts to maintain body and soul together are similar to the attempts of the animals to maintain body and soul together. The purpose of maintaining the human body is different from that of the animals. Similarly, advancement of learning, economic development, philosophical research, study in the Vedic literature, or even the execution of pious activities like charity, opening of hospitals, and the distribution of food grains should be done in relation with the Lord. The aim of all such acts and endeavors must be the pleasure of the Lord, not the satisfaction of any other identity, individual or collective. Samsiddhi Hari Toshino. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.27, the same principle is confirmed where it is said that whatever we may give in charity, and whatever we may observe in austerity, must be given over to the Lord or be done on His account only. The expert leaders of a godless human civilization cannot bring about a fruitful result in all their different attempts at educational advancement or economic development unless they are God-conscious. And to become God-conscious, one has to hear about the all-auspicious Lord as He is described in literature like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Sri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such qualities to the service of the Lord. Om Ganesh Mandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshomo Tamjena Tasma Shigaravya Maha Nasa Prasya Bhadrishan Chambhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Nisloke Bhakti Bhavati Nastaki. So, we should, all of us, it's our duty, it's eternally our birthright and our duty to offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna constantly, every moment of our life. So we offer respectful obeisances in many ways by, you know, bowing down. Many times in the day we're bowing down, paying obeisances to their lordships. And we're also offering our respectful obeisances by trying to dovetail our body, our thoughts, our words, our actions in the service of Krishna. So So this is the eternal position of the living entity, that he's always engaged in glorifying and offering obeisances out of respect and love for Krishna. This is our eternal position. But in coming to the material world, we've totally forgotten about this eternal position, our eternal connection with Krishna. And we're thinking we are the Lord of all we survey. We're thinking that everyone is for my enjoyment. Everything and everyone is to enhance my enjoyment. This is the disease of the material world. The disease that comes from the heart. It's called a rit rog, the disease of the heart. And this is because of forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with Krishna. Living entities, jiva rupa, Krishna and Inchidas, that he's eternally part and parcel, loving servant of Krishna. Because of our enviousness, wanting to be God ourselves, wanting to be independent from Krishna, can't stay in the spiritual world in that position. We have to come to this material world. And we're covered, the living entity, by the material energy, is he's thrown down into the material energy, and he's covered by the material energy. Anyone know the Sanskrit for this? Yes.
Pulling down is the prakshya patanka.
Right.
Covering up is bhavana.
Yeah, that's right. So we see, basically, especially in Kali Yuga, almost 100% of the population are completely forgetful. One devotee, Srila Prabhupada, Gauri Devadasi, once said that 99% of the people she met on book distribution couldn't be any further away from Krishna consciousness if they tried. So this is the experience we have also, that people have no understanding whatsoever. What to speak of Krishna, they don't even understand themselves as a spirit soul, separate from the material body. They don't belong in this material world. They can't be happy through sense gratification. Krishna says, Ascharya bhat pasthiti kastirinam, Ascharya bhat bhatiti tatayava chanyam. That some look at the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, some hear about the soul as amazing, and others, even after hearing about the soul, they cannot even understand him at all. So if we can't even understand the soul, if we're thinking, I am this body, the Srila Prabhupada would say, black man, white man, American, Chinese, animal, young, old, so many misidentifications. What to speak of understanding the transcendental nature of Krishna's glories, his form, his names, his qualities, pastimes like this? There's no possibility. So therefore this verse states that the great people in society, they may be very learned, they may give a lot of charity, maybe working with great distinction, or great scholars, philosophers, even chanting many Vedic hymns and mantras, following the Vedic principles, without offering this all to Krishna, connecting it with Krishna through loving service, then it's a useless waste of time. Bhagavatam says, Dharma sana siddhapam sam vishakshena katashaya, not padayad yati ratam, shrama eva hi kevalam. The occupational duties a man performs according to his own nature are only so much useless labour if they do not provoke loving attraction for hearing the messages of the personality of Godhead. So there's many people in society who are considered, you know, great persons, but all their so-called greatness is actually just material or mundane if it's not connected with Krishna. And it's like a whole row of zeros. It has no substance. But if you just add one on the end of the zero, it has could be $1 million or $10 million. So Srila Prabhupada would say this modern-day society looks very nice and people seem very knowledgeable and very advanced, or maybe very charitably disposed, doing so-called great work for others, and, you know, beautiful houses and parks and gardens and amazing tall buildings and, you know, wonderful road and rail systems. But it's like a shiny apple that's rotten inside. Sometimes you get an apple, right? Even you pay a good price. Like recently I got some avocados up north, and $3 each, quite expensive. And they were rotten inside, you know? Sometimes, like an apple, it's like that. It looks very shiny, but inside it's full of worms. So this is the modern day society. It's actually going nowhere. It's not progressing, it's degressing. Anyone can see, because of their disassociation, with their disconnection with their relationship with Krishna, with the Lord, then society, it just becomes more problematic. And there's, you know, the problems increase every year. And this is the nature of Kali Yuga. Because there's no God consciousness, no Krishna consciousness practically, then day by day, the Bhagavatam says, these things will decrease. Duration of life, bodily strength, memory, truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy. Especially through gross sinful activity. Because Srila Prabhupada taught that, you know, these sinful activities destroy the finer qualities of a human being. Meat eating is destroying. Compassion, intoxication destroys austerity. Gambling destroys truthfulness. And illicit sex destroys cleanliness. So any intelligent person who actually wants to make advancement in life, real spiritual advancement, and dovetail whatever great qualities we have, we may have, if we have any, then we should connect them with the divine name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the eternal form of Krishna, the transcendental qualities and the uncommon pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise, like Srila Prabhupada says here, that without such dovetailing, all such qualities become sources of trouble for the people in general. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Kalo dosi nidhe rajan. It's an ocean of problems. Unlimited, you know, problems of crime and war and addiction to sinful activity and violence, etc. We can't fathom the problems in this age. But there's one great quality, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Asti Hekan Mahagana, one great quality, Kirtana Hare Krishna Shah. Mukta Sangha Paramvijan. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can be promoted to full Krishna consciousness and ultimately going back to Godhead. And as Srila Prabhupada says here, that if there's no dovetailing of one's great qualities or interests, activities in Krishna's service, then everyone is a thief. Because they're simply taking Krishna's property, everything belongs to Krishna, even our body, and they're using it for sense gratification. A thief is a thief, whether, you know, one is thieving for his own personal interest or for the interest of society. As Srila Prabhupada says, you may say, oh, well, I'm stealing for the interest of society. But you still get the same sentence in the court. They don't excuse you. Srila Prabhupada told the story of Alexander the Great. There was some little thief brought to him for punishment. I don't know what he stole, whether it was a cucumber or something. And Alexander the Great was going to punish him, and this little thief said, well, I may be a little thief, but you're a great thief. You're stealing all these countries, one after another. You're conquering and taking over these lands that don't belong to you. So Alexander the Great, he said, yes, you're right. I'm even more of a thief than you. So let him go. So a thief is punishable. So everyone who is taking the property of Krishna and not using it in the service of Krishna is punishable. by the laws of material nature. We'll have to be punished with so many karmic reactions, and we'll have to take on another body birth after birth. And even as this verse is pointing out, the so-called great people in society, they may seem very laudable, even leaders, even religious leaders of society. Srila Prabhupada mentions that. Even opening of hospitals, distribution of food grains, etc. Even religious leaders. It's all useless, and just like Srila Prabhupada says, like a drowning man. A man may be drowning, but if you simply pull his clothes off, you forget to save the person, what is the use? Or you feed the bird in the cage, or you dust the dust off the cage, but you don't feed the bird inside. The bird withers up and dies. So people may be even great leaders of society, but if they're not teaching their dependence in the activities of Krishna consciousness and spiritual life, then what sort of leaders are they? Srila Prabhupada would say misleaders. There's no question of united nations, simply disunited nations. More and more flags going up every year in the United Nations, but there's more and more wars. So where's the unity? Srila Prabhupada says amongst animals like dogs, there's no question of kissing and making friends amongst the dogs. They just bark and fight all. Each other. So this is people when they're not engaged in spiritual activity, they're acting on the animal platform. So simply there's constant strife and war and animosity. But the highest activity in all activities is to please Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, Samsiddhi Hari Toshinam, Atapum Vyadu Jyasrishtam. That the highest perfection out of one's prescribed duties, according to the caste divisions and orders of life, is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one who wants to actually advance in Krishna consciousness and utilize whatever great qualities we have. So we may have some of these qualities mentioned here. So we have to see how we can utilize them constantly to please Krishna and to spread the glories of Krishna and to encourage other people to take up Krishna consciousness. So this takes great practice, as Krishna says. No, Arjuna says it's more difficult to control the mind than controlling the raging wind. Krishna says it's possible by constant practice and detachment. Detachment from sense gratification. So it's not easy just to come to this platform overnight of just dedicating everything, whatever our qualities we have in Krishna's service. It takes practice. So we're trained in this practice of sadhana. Spiritual life begins by controlling the mind and the senses, engaging in sadhana every day, rising early, controlling the senses, engaging all our senses in Krishna's service, restricting ourselves from sinful activities. And this way we can actually, through practice, we can become gradually focused and inspired to dedicate our whole lives to Krishna service. In the sixth canto it says, Tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha chagena satya sochabhyam yamena niyamena va. That to control the mind, one must practice a life of celibacy and voluntarily undergo giving up sense gratification, be truthful, clean, non-violent, given charity, regularly follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we can practice these things, develop these qualities, then we will become gradually fixed in Krishna consciousness. Then it will be... it won't be that difficult to dovetail all our thoughts, words and actions in Krishna service. So therefore Srila Prabhupada would say that this knowledge, these books, can solve all the problems of the world. Our problems are getting solved. We had so many problems ourselves before coming to Krishna consciousness, so many addictions. Because everyone in Kali Yuga is Kalo Sudra Sambhava, born less than a Sudra. But we're seeing that all our problems individually and collectively, as the Krishna conscious society, are being solved. And automatically, all the good qualities are being developed. Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavati Yakinchana. One who has unflinching devotion to Krishna, all the good qualities of the demigods are manifest. They're lying there eternally, but they're dormant through this practice of rendering loving service to Krishna, dovetailing everything in Krishna's service. Then we can experience these. All the bad qualities are gradually diminishing, and the good qualities are gradually coming out. So once Srila Prabhupada was asking the devotees, who may have been in Melbourne, what do you say when you distribute these books, when you give this knowledge to people? And one devotee, Gopinathacharya, he said, no, we say these books are about yoga, meditation, like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, you should say these books can give solutions to all the problems of the world, individually and collectively. So this is a fact, it's practically experienced. Proof of the pudding is in the eating. Bhakti Pareshana Bhava Virakti Anyatra Chaishana Trika Eka Kala. In the 11th canto it states that devotion to Krishna, direct transcendental understanding of Krishna's position, our relationship with Him, and detachment from sense gratification, these things come automatically when we engage in devotional service. Just like when you eat a nice meal, you feel pleasure, nourishment and freedom from hunger. It's practically experienced. So we can practically experience by hearing this knowledge, chanting the holy names, associating with devotees, living in a holy place, worshipping the deity, these powerful activities, preaching Krishna consciousness. All our problems are being solved, and we're reawakening automatically that love for Krishna. So similarly, the problems of all the world, Krishna svadharma bhagate dharma gyana lipisaha kalo nastha drishamika puranika dunonitam. The first canon says that Vishnu Bhagavatam, which is as brilliant as the sun, has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna for his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of the age of Kali shall get light from this Bhagavad Purana. So Srila Prabhupada said that this is the most important activity, is to distribute his transcendental literatures so that people can get real direction, real light, that they can come back to their eternal position as a loving servant of Krishna. There's a chance without this knowledge, without people getting this transcendental literature, there's no hope in Kali Yuga. People are going headlong for destruction, for the hellish planets. We're the only saviour. If we can just put a book in their hand, and Prabhupada would say, if they read one line, one word, one page, their lives are eternally benefited. So as devotees, as practitioners of Krishna consciousness, as preachers, we have to have faith that this Krishna consciousness movement can save the whole world. These transcendental literatures, we have to have faith that these transcendental literatures are non-different from Krishna. They're full of descriptions of Krishna's words, qualities, pastimes, abodes, associates. They're the literary incarnation of Krishna for this age of Kali. they have immense power. So we have to have faith that these books can change people's lives, and if we make an endeavour to give people these books, Krishna will make all arrangement for people, the right people, to get these books. And people, we experience, when you distribute books, people become very enlivened. Because it's like after millions of lifetimes, they haven't had one iota of this knowledge. And now they're getting real transcendental knowledge. So that in one lifetime, they can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada would say, no, just give this one life to Krishna. For millions of lifetimes, you've given your life to sense gratification. As a human, as an animal, etc. Now just give this one life and go back to Krishna. So many people are very touched when they get in touch with Krishna consciousness, by getting these transcendental literatures, hearing the holy name, getting prasadam, associating with devotees. It's very, very powerful. Srila Prabhupada would say that if you really want to please me, distribute my books. When he would hear this book scores, he would become energetic like a young man. Prabhupada would say the BBT is like my heart. So this is, of course, we have so many services and so many ways we can offer service and offer any qualities that we have in Krishna service, and they're all wonderful services. All service, if done with love and devotion, is very pleasing to Krishna. So we have many talents, maybe cooking, deity worship, cleaning, preaching, opening temples, collecting funds, distributing books. So many qualities we have. But especially, Srila Prabhupada would say that this book distribution is our family business. It's the most important activity that everyone should engage in. So we may be, we have to be a jack of all trades, but master of one. Of course, our mastership may be in deity worship. That's fantastic. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada would say, like, everyone, whether a bhajari, temple president, cook, householder, mother, father, should go for book distribution. At least, one day a week, one hour a day like this. And we should think, what am I doing towards this preaching mission? And the best way to spread this preaching mission, as Srila Prabhupada taught, is through this book distribution, the Brihat Mridanga. Am I engaging in this activity? If I'm not, then let me associate with those devotees who are preaching, actively spreading Krishna's glories, and I will get inspired naturally myself. I often think to myself, now every day that goes by, if I don't distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, you can't gain that day back for millions of dollars. And that goes also for any devotional service. Any day we miss in serving Krishna, you can't buy that back for millions of dollars. Srila Prabhupada would say, even one moment wasted in sense gratification, not in the service of the Lord, can't be bought back for millions of dollars. So preaching Krishna consciousness is very ecstatic, especially book distribution. It's very enlightening when you meet people one-on-one and you see them very inspired to take these transcendental literatures. And we understand that even if they can just read one page or one line, they're eternally benefited. They're on the path back home, back to Godhead. It's only a matter of time before they're fully immersed, become fully immersed in Krishna consciousness. So that in the first canto, it also says, Tadva Vishago Janataga Viplavo. On the other hand, that literature, which is full of descriptions of the name, form, qualities, pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a transcendental creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about the revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So these literatures are meant for bringing about the greatest revolution in human society. We've all heard that quote, that this movement will go down in history for saving the world in its darkest hour. So how's that going to come about? Only by spreading Christian consciousness, especially through the distribution of these translated literatures. And of course, the Harinam Sangitam Prasadam distribution is very important as well, very powerful as well. We shouldn't underestimate these other preaching activities. Srila Prabhupada would say that this preaching is the shortcut process to go back to Godhead. One can make advancement very quickly through preaching. It's not only beneficial for people in general, but it's very beneficial for ourselves. It's very purifying. Like we can do, and we should do, so many nice services in the temple, but sometimes we may not even be thinking of Krishna, but still service can get done, like mopping the floor, like that. But if you go out and try to preach Krishna consciousness, if you're not intensely thinking of Krishna, praying to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to help you engage these conditioned souls, then it's very difficult. And one becomes, naturally you become humble out there, because now you get smashed so many times. So many materialistic people ignore you, tell you where to go, sometimes abuse you. You have to be very tolerant, very humble. So it's very good. Sometimes we may get a little proud of our service. I'm a manager in the temple, I'm a head pujari, I'm the temple president. It's easy to get a little proud. But when you go out there, a lot of people don't care for you, even if you're the GBC. So it's very, very advantageous for becoming humble. So we're imploring all of you. Some of us are travelling around sometimes. We're based up north, myself, Adikesh, we're based up north in Mawillamba, but sometimes we get a chance to travel a bit. So it's very, by our great fortune, that we're here in Melbourne, Mahaprabhu, Mandir, amongst so many wonderful Vaishnavas. So we're trying out a little bit to distribute some of Srila Prabhupada's books and preach. So we're just imploring humbly that all of you please take up this activity. If you're not already doing this activity of directly going out and preaching, then we understand you have so many other services, you may not have so much time, but we all have some little time to go out for preaching. We all have enough time to eat and sleep every day and relax and converse with our friends and socialize. So why not a little time for going out and directly preaching and giving people these wonderful jewels of transcendental knowledge? So we're trying to push you all. You should start a revolution and have a competition. I don't know if any of you know, but there's a big revolution happening in Sydney Temple now. They've pledged that they want to distribute 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas for the month of November and December. They've already started their Christmas marathon beginning of November. And at the moment they've been doing about 200 Bhagavad Gitas a day. It's only like 6 or 7 brahmacharis. Has anyone heard that? No, they're quite humble. They're not boasting their results. But we're pushing all of you that please, you have to give some competition. Don't let Sydney win the marathon. You have to be up the front in the marathon too. And you have much more manpower to draw from here in Melbourne. No, you have like at least, I don't know how many, I'm guessing at least 50 or 100 fix-up full-time devotees. And hundreds in your congregation. So even if you have 100 devotees who can go out every day in the marathon, do at least 2 or 3 Bhagavad Gitas a day, then you can beat Sydney Temple. You can become like the black horse in the horse races. The horse that's least expected to win, or the underdog. And you can just come up without them even expecting and beat them hands down. So you should offer some competition, please. by getting involved in this Christmas marathon. This is Srila Prabhupada's marathon. So whether you start now or whether you start at the beginning of December, and this will be very healthy because Australia years ago used to be the leaders in book distribution in the whole world. So anything's possible. We can do that again. We can compete with the other leaders of the world. So at least start by competing with Sydney Temple. They're starting a revolution, and hopefully other temples in Australia will catch hold. So you should think, I have to distribute books, it's my duty. Every one of you should be thinking, it's my duty as well, not just a few brahmacharis in the ashram. And you should immediately go to the book shed and get at least two or three gitas, put them in your bag, and Krishna will make arrangements for those gitas to go out, no doubt. And always be thinking through the day, how can I meet someone to give this book to? Whether you sell it or you want to give it even as a gift to a nice friend. If it's already paid for, as long as the money's going to the BBT, that's all right. If you can make some money, get a donation, that's even better. So, and this can create a wonderful mood, as we see in some countries where the preaching, especially the book distribution, is at a great height. There's a wonderful mood. Devotees are very ecstatic. There's great competition. Devotees are working all hours, giving up sense gratification, giving up sleeping and eating to go out to do this most wonderful and glorious activity. Because every chance that we don't take for serving Krishna, especially getting involved in this preaching mission, can't be brought back. Ayaharati vaipumsam ujanaschan chiyamasa, on the first canto, both by the rising and setting of the sun decreases the lifespan of everyone, except for one who utilizes his time to glorify the all good personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada would be pleased even if devotees do a few books. Not that you have to be a great Maharati, but even just one or two books, like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he would send out his brahmacharis, and even if they did one magazine in a day, they came back, he would be very happy and satisfied. Of course, if the results are big, then that's fantastic. But even if the result is small, the result on a spiritual platform is great, is fantastic. So I just had a few photos of book distribution. You can pass them around, have a look. This is from traveling Sangatan. Recently, I went to a place called Burke. Has anyone heard of Burke? There's a famous saying, back of Burke. It's like 1,000 kilometres west of Mwilumbah, where we live. So there were some devotees living in a little town out there, Prabhupada disciples, and he told me, he came to New Govan, and he told me that he was moving with his wife to Brazil, because his wife's from Brazil. He said he was moving in a couple of months, so I thought, let me go out there before they move and associate with them and stay with them, and I'll do books in all the towns out there. So I went out by myself, and stopping at all the towns. And some little towns, they were just maybe 500 people in population. Practically no one on the street, so I just did mainly shop to shop. Met a few Aboriginals on the street. And I was thinking, I should do some Harinam as well, because when are the devotees ever going to come to these towns and do Harinam or book distribution? So at the beginning of the day, I was doing Harinam just with a pair of cartels, going around the main street, and then I start doing books. And many people were enlightened because they'd never seen the Hare Krishnas before. They were very inquisitive, and they were taking lots of books. And even in one town, Burke, which is practically on the edge of the desert, just like population of 3,000 people, I did the Hare Nam, went past the butcher shop, and the butcher came out and said, "Hey, come and chant and dance in our shop now." So they got me to chant and dance all around the butcher shop. They even opened the freezer and said, "Go and chant in there, you know, with all the carcasses." And they were like videoing, you know. And then they bought like $50 worth of books. And then there was one little town called Walgett, population population, 2,000 people, and I was going shop to shop doing Harinam. And I came to the supermarket, IGA supermarket, and I met this Indian guy, and he bought some books. And then a couple of other Indians came over, oh, what have you got there? And they bought books. And altogether, they bought like $400 worth of books. Turned out there's like, they're all Gujaratis working in this town way out west in the supermarket. Like 12, about 12 of them. So anyway, there's some photos in here. So it starts with a photo of the butchers getting the books. There's the Gujaratis in the supermarket. So you can pass them around, have a look. And also, I was doing, recently I was doing door-to-door in Mooloolaba, house-to-house. And I came across this old age home. And I went to the desk and I said, can I go around? And they said, well, probably most of the people, they're not going to be interested. They're too far gone. They're like 90, close to 100. And they said, but there's one lady, go and see her, you know. She'll be interested. So I went to this lady. And she was very interested. She was like 95. And she was still quite alert. And she said, I've been doing yoga since I was about 40. Been a vegetarian since I was 40. So she was keen to have a look at the books. But she said she had no money, so she asked me to come back another day. So I came back a couple of months later. I couldn't get back for a few months, and I was thinking, I've got to get back. You know, she could go at any time. You know, she's 95. How long is she going to live? So eventually I got back there, and she bought some books. She got a Coming Back, Self-Realization. And she said, I said, so you're vegetarian still? And she said, no, in the hospital it's like very difficult. I'm not vegetarian anymore. So I thought, I've got to bring a prasadam, you know. So I got some khichdi and halva and milk sweets from the temple, and I brought up like a whole meal. And then the next time I went back, she said, oh, that was such wonderful food. I've been reading the Coming Back, it's very interesting. And so, you know, my goal is to try and go back as much as possible, give a prasadam and maybe do a bit of chanting with her. Anyway, I just recorded her. I said, can you say a few words of wisdom? So here she is. If you can hear it.
Put it on the mic.
Can you do it?
Just put it on the mic.
Oh, here, yeah, okay.
Old lady, but I must tell you that it is very important to know who you are and what you are capable of. Always. Always remember that love and caring for others are very high and important. Love others and remember to be true to yourself.
Hare Krishna. Okay, does anyone have any questions? Adi Keshava might like to say something for the book distribution. He's been a book distributor. He's originally from Switzerland, but he joined in Switzerland, then he went to joined in Peru. So he's been preaching many years in Peru and Chile. And he was the temple president in Chile for some time, and then he moved to Australia, and he was president in Brisbane for a while, and then he decided to move his family down to Mooloolaba. And he's been distributing books for many years. So would you like to say something?
Hare Krishna. Yes, I've been distributing books for many years, and I've managed a temple. We were running about 50% of our income in Chile is book distribution. Been a very nice team there. You didn't have to pay rent, because the house was of a congregational member, so it was easy in that sense. And what I think is important here, especially in Melbourne, we have such a wonderful temple and association of devotees. It's not an ordinary thing. We should always remember to be part of a community like this is a special mercy. It's not that. I tell you honestly, there's places in this world where you don't have even have the money to travel to a temple to get some education, Krishna consciousness. And sometimes South America, for example, some places very disorganized or whatever. So it becomes sometimes very difficult for people to get a strong Krishna conscious education. And you have to hear. You can imagine, one can imagine how extraordinary that is. And you have to visit so many nice creatures. And I've just gone to the book room, I think, the day before yesterday, and there is many, many boxes of Bhagavad Gita's, right? Soft Bhagavad Gita's. We have such a huge congregation. If just as Rupa Raghunath Prabhu was pointing out, if you just can take two or three with you, you would be amazed how actually Krishna sends the people to pick up those books. It's not that you have to necessarily go out on the street. No, you have so many people around you every day, friends, neighbors, right? Mother or parents from friends of your kids. And there's always an opportunity. And just by giving that example of always having books, like Chandaka Pandit says, a flower can enhance the flavor of the whole smell of the whole forest. So if you do this, it's just a matter of question of time until others will copy you. And they actually start preaching to a circle of people that otherwise wouldn't have probably made spiritual advancement just by having books with you. I remember once we picked up Sridhar Maharaj when he was still alive from the airport. He just came to South America once, a few years before he left his body. And we picked him up, and there was some person there asking questions about Krishna consciousness when we were sitting there, and he said, "So, where's the books?" And then I said, "Oh, Maharaj, I didn't bring any. Books." And he said, "Just see how disorganized you are." I just have seen him maybe a minute in my life. He already was on my case. So, yes, just see how disorganized you are. You know, you're a Hare Krishna. You don't even have any books. The situation comes up like that. So it always stuck to my mind. we should be organized. Just like the temple is organized, we should be organized in our lives and be ready for the moment. That's the last point. The other day I was talking to a devotee and Prabhupada disciple, and he tried to encourage me. I was consulting him on a few things. He was encouraging me and saying, look, we've been through so many lifetimes, at least 8,400,000, at least, right? So now you're in this life, and it's a question of years, you know, maybe someone must have to be born again, but it's a question of a few years or maybe a few lives, and we're going back. So we're almost dead. It's almost. So I kind of made the accounting. I thought, if I go back in, let's say, this lifetime or maybe the next, within one or two lives, so 8,400,000, if I divide the whole year, right, the time of 1 year, by 8,400,000, then this birth, this body, this birth, it's just a few seconds before the end of the year. Not even a second, I think it's not even a second. So even if, you know, it takes a bit more time than we sometimes want, we want to go back quickly and easy, right? But sometimes it's not so easy. So, but even then, it's just a few seconds. So if you actually give someone Prabhupada's books and you get a donation from them, you're actually, you know, somebody who has been in jail for a year, and then within a few seconds he's out. Right? It's like giving, it's like opening the jail door and saying, come on, finish. There's a few seconds of all it, the person has been, you know, in jail, suffering. So we can't estimate really, you know, what it means to preach to people. Give them prasad and then give them a book. We can, if you really put it into, you know, realistically speaking, right? We're handing out the key to the cell door. Just finished. It's just amazing. I mean, who can do this work? Say to do something like that. So, let's be organized. Let's be organized. Our congregations are increasing quickly, spreading like wildfire. So many people are joining, so many people are curious. It's not an ordinary thing. It's a big thing. And it's a big thing to be a big example, both individually and collectively, as a community. Thank you.
Anyone else have a question? Comments? Any ladies? Okay, so thank you very much. So please get involved for this marathon, Srila Prabhupada marathon coming up, Krishna's marathon. All of you should be involved, not that it's just a few brahmacharis. We're all preachers. And don't be attached to the result. No, Krishna says, you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the result of the activity. Never be attached to not doing your duty. So your duty is to serve Krishna, is to preach Krishna consciousness, every one of you. If we're avoiding that, we're not doing our duty properly. And the result is for Krishna's pleasure. So when we go out for preaching, no, you shouldn't be attached to the result. Be very tolerant, be very patient. That's maybe one reason why devotees find it difficult to go out, is because we get a little attached. And when we get rejected, we think, oh, this is too hard. You know? But no, Srila Prabhupada once said to Indra Yuvraj, when did I ever say preaching is going to be easy? But this actually difficulty in going out and preaching and facing so many obstacles from the people, from the weather, from our own mind, or lack of encouragement from devotees, this is actually good for us, all these difficulties. So we should embrace these difficulties and just go out and think, let me try and serve Srila Prabhupada's mission by distributing these books. And even if I only do one book, 10 books, 100 books, it doesn't matter. I tried my best. Try your best. Work hard when you go out. Try your best. Whatever time you have to go out, work hard in that time. Try your best. Be enthusiastic. Be determined. Be confident. Be patient. Tolerant. And leave the result up to Krishna. And whether the result is manifest outwardly, physically, in so many books, or little amount of books, either way, the result is great spiritually, you know. Even if you only do one book, just by going out and preaching, being on the street, facing so many difficulties, the heart is purified so much. So all of us have this responsibility. So please now, all of you, have this in your mind. Yes, I should think, be part of this team, this marathon team. We want to beat Sydney Temple. We have more resources, more power, more devotees here. Why not? Why can't we give them some competition? Why let them beat us hands down, you know? So, all of you get a few books and carry them in your bag at least. A few Bhagavad Gita's every day. Why not? And make some endeavor to give a little time to, you know, whether you preach on the street, in Crossways. So many nice people coming to Crossways. You can just sit down and talk with them and, hey, I've got this lovely book, have a check it out, you know. This is the, did you know this is the oldest book known to man? It's the first written book in human society. It's the most famous book of all spiritual wisdom. It's all about you. You're the most, and you can say to people, you know, a little bit of flattery. You're a very important person in this world. This book is about you, understanding who you are, what's your higher journey, how to be happy. You look pretty happy, what's your secret? So, and then you can ask them, well, what do you do? Are you an actor, a lawyer, a doctor, a musician? And then say, well, listen, take one. And we just take your donation. It helps us print more books and we're spreading peace and love. Like that. So you can sell books right there in the restaurant. These people are already cultivated. They're already coming. Sell books at the temple to the people coming here. Sunday feast. There was one devotee a few years ago, Rajanari. She used to go around the Sunday feast. Maybe other devotees did it. They'd go around the Sunday feast, sell books, and they did quite good. So there's many places you can sell books. So take up this mission with great determination, and let's give some competition to Sydney Temple. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanand.